to give shiurim last week. I saw Aleph, the chashivas. I've been marking it. The Rayan and the Sayyid. To hear the Kol Hashem. It's talking to us. Telling us in a personal life and that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is coming to Megadol us. To be Mashana, Sayyidah in the Sayyid. And we saw that this Chalokim and Avodah Hashem that only Nisayin can accomplish. Nisayin is Chayluk Shem B'Shnei Atzmei. We saw the Ramban, Smagdia, the Mechusav in Nisayin, is to create a transmission that goes from Menakoyach El Apoyol. We started to talk about that's not a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, that's a Briya Chadasha. It's really one of them is bringing in the Marach and this Nekuda, and this world of being Yitzim and Koyach HaLapoyal. It's very chosh of us to appreciate the Kli Otzum that Nisayin is, the value of Nisayin. So we very much have to work on valuing Nisayin. Because, as Hashem will see, Behemshek maybe, that the Tzad Hashav of all Nisayin is that it's Shver. If there's not a time during Nisayin, that the menuse, the person who's going to Baal Nisayin, doesn't think that he's not going to be able to stand through the Nisayin. It could be, it's not considered a Nisayin. It's a Kenzai. Kenzai, that's part of the characteristic definition of a Nisayin. It's a Shverazach. So Mimela, we need a lot of koyach, we need a lot of gaz to be able to remove a Nisayin. If we properly value, if we come to be machshiv, just how much a Nisayin is worth, and there's something in the Hashem that we can't pass. It's an opportunity that we can't pass up. We need a Nisayin. So that is very much going to help us. Taka to be Yomid bin Nisayin. So Taka, let's be Marachiv in this Nekuda. Of how the idea of being Moitzi one's Koyach El Apoyal is Me'ikar Yisoydus Ha'odom, Me'ikar Avoydus Ha'tachlus Ha'odom. And it's a grace uftu, it's a gavaliga uftu that we need in Nisayin in order to be able to accomplish. In the Seder Briyas Ha'odom, the Mefarshim shtel for gavaliga or gavaliga Seder state in the Seder Briyas Ha'odom. Yar elikim es kol hashos ve'elikim es ma'iris es rikia. Kitoiv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says kitoiv. What does kitoiv mean? Rashi says, Kiv Toiv mean that the Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bayre, was Oymed B'miluay, was B'Shleim Musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Kiv Toiv when there's a Shleimus in the Bria. In every Prat, except for Yom Sheni, it says Kiv Toiv. There's a grace of Hashmata, the grace of Hashmata, the Mepharshim say. Adam Arisha, Adam, the Bria of Adam, B'Yom HaShishi, it says Kiv Toiv. But it says ki toiv in the bria of the chayis and the behemoth. And the bria adam, which is the tachlis habria, the nezer habria, the tachlis or everything else, like nivra, elababur zit. L'chur the shlemus of the entire bria, dafka, on the shlemus of the entire bria, via the zashmad, it doesn't say ki toiv. Barpel. Few things before Shem state as I read with the Sefer Ikrim. In Sefer Ikrim state, Yvaldigi said, Shita, the first thing he says, it doesn't shtol to Rashi, but Shita, Kitoy state nor by Shlemus. Rashi says that Yom Sheni, because Shbo who didn't say Kitoy because he created the Rikia, he was Mavdul bin Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtoyim, like Rashi, it wasn't Nigma. It wasn't yet Oymed Bimiluoy, because the Shlemus of the Mayim wasn't finished until Yom Shlishi, and that's why on Yom Shlishi it says Kitoy twice. But Shita, though, that the Kitoy is a Shlemus, that in Enzo there'll be a Pashtus. Sefer Ikrim says, Kitoiv is a shleimus. But Zokta, there's two types of shleimus. Ki a shleimus shnei minim. Shleimus rishon v'shleimus achar. Shleimus rishon hu a shleimus amagia ledover ima yoysen nimsa befoyal miyad kishimotze. V'yikore shleimus amatiyas. That's what we call shleimus amatiyas. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates something, miyad, v'shamayim, it's b'shleimusoy. Eibush is a shalom, creates a shleimus. Kitoiv. However, there's a different sug shleimus. It's a different sug category of shleimus. Shlemus ha'achrin ha'shlemus she'eini magia l'dover mitziusa miyad. Avlu boy b'koyach, b'shatz mitzius ha'dover ahu, v'yagia l'shlemus ahu k'sh'etziu ha'koyches al'poyel v'yikur shlemus ha'tachas. Zok the ikrim, that Kadosh Baruch creates tzvei sugei b'riyim, nivroim in the world. There's a nivra, who g'lech miyad b'shatz the b'riyim. It's b'shlemus. It's there. It has everything there that b'etzim it needs to be b'shlemus. Then there's a nivra, the type of nivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that the shleimus should be immediately be musag right away b'shas the bria. The shleimus is put into the bria, into the nivra b'koyach, in potential. It's their potential, and it's the dafka made in an oifin that the nivra has to be moitzi b'koyches l'apoel, and kenira dafka that shleimus or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's them sukh shleimus. It's a shleimus that comes be moitzi l'koyach l'apoel. Behemshech zok deikrim, this is the difference between the Briyas Adam and Briyas Behemah and all other Nevraim. All other Nevraim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Kitoiv, because Kitoiv is only Shleimus. And the Shleimus was accomplished the second that there was B'shas HaBriyah. That's what a Behemah is. Zok deikrim, a very interesting observation that many of the G'dayli Ba'al Machshava point this out, that you see a difference when a behemah is born. A behemah is born right away, come out shleimus and yansim. A behemah, young behemah, even a day old. Lashem Chazal is shor bas yoim nikri shor. Shor afilu ben yoim nikri shor is already called a shor. It's a full shor. He could teach it to come out totally independent, totally competent. The 1 day old shor, he could feed himself. Come out, he could walk around. He could dig for himself. An adam. A child, an infant, a child, a baby is totally incompetent. Mamash Kemat can't do anything. It's still he's about 2 years old. He can't do anything. That has to do with the different, the mahus of a human being and a behemah. A behemah, its physicality, its physical properties, a matimta, its pinimius, its b'shleibus, everything is there. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a growing, it's not a work in progress. The term we have today, a work in progress. It's not a work in progress. It's finished. It's a fartig gezach. It's a final product. The human being was born b'cheftza as an unfinal product, as an undeveloped product. And this, I want to be magnificent, very strong, it's not just b'mikre. That kilo, there's one shleimus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Adam that he said, okay, I want to be meitzi l'poel. Thus is a mensch. The cheftza of a mensch is, he's constantly being meitzi koyach l'poel. The second a mensch, ba'olam hazeh, reached the point where he doesn't have anything to be meitzi l'poel, is nishka mensch anymore. He goes up to Shemayim, Chanoich and Elio, different people went up to Shemayim. The second an Adam doesn't have something b'koyach, they have to be moitzi l'poel, b'chlal. So then there's no more mark of him. The Briyas Adam, that is the Briyas Adam. Shteit don nifl g'de gazach. Shteit don sefer ikrim. B'boit from the parashas of Bereishis. That we are unfinished, we weren't totally created. We were created. We weren't created. Me and you, all over one of you, they think too. I am who I am. I'm Chaim, I'm Anshi, I'm Yomim, I'm Yehuda. I'm who I am. No, you're not. You're unfinished. You're not Kitoiv yet. It's waiting, you're in the middle. This B'koyach. The mensch has B'koyach. And he has to be Moitzi L'Poyel, the morale, the Jerusha L'Torah. Doesn't build it and say the Bereishis, but he points at the same B'chilik. That an Adam is called one of the Shroshim of the names. The name Adam is Kimina Adam, Kimina Adam, Lukachazois. Kadosh Baruch Hu took from the Adama. Zok the Moral, there's a parallel, there's an inner parallel between the human being and Adama. The Adama has a tremendous koyach tzmicha. The Adama has a koyach, a growth, a potential to be matzmiach, to grow things, vax things that came from nowhere. That is an Adam, and Adam is constantly growing. A behema, bama, everything is there. A behema, everything is there. A behema doesn't go bigger. A behema also goes bigger, but the answer is that's not a change. A behemah, he was a shor before, he's a bigger shor. He's a bigger ferret. He was a bigger ferret. A human being, when we're saying menakoyach el apoyel, means that there are new dimensions, new developments that are veered that haven't been developed b'chlal. He's not only going to get taller, his nose is not going to get bigger, he's going to get stronger. That's not what we're talking about. There are chelokim in the Briyas Adam that are totally undeveloped. It's often the Sefer Yikim, Nifl Dik Pshah, and the Pasuk Koyeles. Umoyser ha'odom in ha'behema oyim, ki ha'kol ha'ev. Shteit in posik. That the difference, the advantage of a human being over behema is oyim. What does it mean, oyim? Oyim sounds like nothing. So I'm thinking, shtosh shteit the ganzavart. What's the difference between an Adam and a Behemah? What's Mavdil? The difference between an Adam and a Behemah is a Behemah is a farting Gazach. An Adam is an Oyin. What does that mean? The godless of the Adam is what's undeveloped yet. The world of undeveloped, what's undeveloped about you, Yankee. That's your greatness, that's your Adamkeit. Well, you didn't develop yet. Well, you didn't develop yet, the Oyin, what's not there yet, the potential, the undeveloped area of you. The Bekoyach, the potential that's there, that's what's mavdul you between you and a behemoth. Everything you have already, you say, they're the behemoth. There's a lot of very strong behemoths, very talented behemoths in the stone. Yes, you're just a talented behemoth. You learned how to learn a few daf, very nice. Oh, but the Bekoyach, what's there, Bekoyach, that is the nazer of an Adam, that is the cheft of an Adam. Here, we're calling into this Ramban. What an Nisayan allows us to do is Gufa. To be able to break this barrier. This Nekuda, to be able to be Moitzi Menekoyach El Apoyal, which is very difficult. Extremely difficult, the Nisayin is what allows us to do. Well, the Fida Sefer Ikram is the Gemara of Abriya, the Gemara of Abriya. That's what we're there for, that's what we're created for. We weren't created to be the way we were until we were 15. Or 25, or 30, or 40, or 50, or 90. We were made to be Moitzi Menekoyach El Apoyal Keseidim. And the Nisayin is what allows us to do this. Let's start. Let's check out the Nisayin in the Seder of the Nisayin and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the first Nisayin. Lech Lecha. A lot of Lam Nekudas here. I want to try to shtel avek a little bit of Mahalakha. There's a lot more. Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'ladcha mi'beis avicha l'aretz asherecha. The first Nisayin was Lech Lecha. Maybe they can Nisayin. Niyachin Aboyaz, Teres Yisrael, Mishnayis, and Ovis, Perek Dal and Nishni Dal, Mishnaf, Avigoyle Lamokim Torah. The Mishnah states is the din if a person wants to be Zeicha to be a Talmud Chacham, wants to be a Loimit Torah, he has to be Goyle Lamokim Torah. The Teres Yisrael learns, many of the first learn the way, it's a Chiv. It's not only saying that even if you come to a circumstance that the only place you could learn is far from your house, you have to go, no. L'chadchilo, you could have your son, your father could be the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world. You could have yeshivas in the mirror under your doorstep. No, you have to go and leave. You have to leave the place where you got used to, where you grew up, where you're familiar with, your comfortability, your name, the way people picture you, everyone knows you there. You have to leave and you have to go there. So again, to shmuz, b'fnei atzma, give kama, vadam on that, in itself. Achoponim, Zot the Yochanan Boyez there, and the first person to be Mekayim this Inyan was Avraham Avinu. The first person to Mekayim this Inyan was Avraham Avinu. Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, U'miladcha, Me'beis Avicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go out of yourself. That's what he told him. Avraham built himself. He was 75, 65, 75. Built himself. Avada, partially Api Torah. He built himself. He was a big Baal Chesed. But now, Shnei Mefarshim, is Mavur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Avraham Avinu into an Av. He wanted to be Mechaber him to a new Musig of Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, leave everything you used to. The land, the way you lived, what you used to, the way to live in your land. Leave your parents, leave your house, leave your friends, leave everything, all your sense of comfort. And now be Mechaber to Ratzon Hashem. I want, again, this is common to Kudus, I want to be Koilu. This is Koilu, a certain sug of Nisyonis that I think everyone in this room, all Bnei Aliyah, all in Deiter, they experience. And I'm able to remind you, this is the first Pekisha, the first encounter when a person encounters the real world, the Olam HaTorah. This is Metzias, and we all grow up, everyone at different points. Some people grow up more Torahic, less Torahic, but more or less, they grow up, we grow up, their hair is cut more Torah. You grow up in a world where you're growing up, you're a kid, you're not able to handle so much. You're getting comfortable, you're pampered, you're becoming a mensch. But lav dafka, we could say it, if you want to, maybe lightly said, but lav dafka, every movement that we do is programmed up here. Lav bedafka. A lot of other things, a lot of other hashpois that come into us, whether it's goyish hashpois, whether it's simple hashpois, balbatish hashpois, all the different needs that we needed. We needed to be pampered, we needed to be taken care of. And then, a person has to be grown up in the Torah. This is the idea of having Goyel Mokim Torah. Why do you have to be Goyel Mokim Torah? Because the Torah says, I want the Torah to grow you. the metzias which you developed when you were growing, not al pi Torah. Again, not against Torah, but without. That wasn't what was definitely necessarily building you. Go leave that. Go and develop and go into the Malkut Torah. That's a nisayon, a gavaldik nisayon. When you have that clash, when you take yourself before you've grown to al pi Torah and you are thrown into a world of Torah, many nekudas that a person starts all of a sudden to feel a tremendous clash. A stira between his mitzias before he met Torah and after he met Torah. Before he meets Torah and after he meets Torah. Things that he got used to. They don't work here. You can mention many, many things. Outside the world of Malkut Torah, money has a tremendous value. Money is the top value. That's everything. All of a sudden you come into Limud Torah, they don't say, don't worry about money. Torah is dicker. His dick is clear, that's the cash. Don't worry about Torah. What do you mean, don't worry about money? What do you mean, don't worry about money? Money's everything. Money's everything. All of a sudden, you're demanded the values in the Ilam HaTorah, in the way the run of the Torah, start stretching your metzias. They start demanding of you different. Mention one of the many, many, many nekudas. And b'toich this nisoyim, one of the hardest things, besides the different protein that a person is demanded, hasmada, I'm also called hasmada. What it means, the hasmada that it takes in Torah, nothing else in the world demands it. Just had a balabas, just there now, the Yachid Kali told me, I've heard this many times, he says, he's still the mayor, if anyone tells you, in the business world, you have to think, he says, after one day in Yachid Kali, I'm dying to go back to the office. Three's a dharm, sit three's a dharm, nothing like sitting three's a dharm. The amount of concentration, the amount of hasmada a person needs, a real masmid, it means there's nothing breaks every other hour, it's a tremendous amount of concentration. Person all of a sudden is demanded to use koiches that he never had to use before. Besides the nisayon, the pointed nisayon that you need and that you have in the specific area that each person is dealing with in the Olam Malkut Torah, but there's the kolalius dik in nisayon. There's part of it. The element of nisayon is that you say, "This is not who I am. This is not me. I can't be this. This is not who I am. I'm this other metzias. I'm not this. Not me. I'm not this masmid. And get up on time for shachris." You know, one of the things in order to be masliach in the mahalach of Torah is be able to have come on time. It's a big yisur. My whole life I'm getting up late. That's not me. I can't come on time. That's not me. B'toich the nisayin, besides the pointed nisayin that you have all of a sudden, and you're saying that this is not me. This is not me. This is what the representative of Lech Lecha, Dover Niflam Oid. In the nisayin of Lech Lecha, state lech lecha me'artzecha me'ladcha me'beis avicha la'oretz asher areka. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him where he's going. He told him where you're leaving from. You're leaving from your land, from your family, from your friends. You're leaving. But where are you going? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it. Zok Rashi, litin tzchara kol psiyah b'siyah l'chavav. Rashi says, M'shem Chazal kam ha'pshotim. Ken zayin, there's nochan ha'im ha'kir. The nice in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Lashon Medrash Tanchuma is, this nekuda was in Yisayim b'toich ha'Yisayim. This nekuda was an isayim b'toich an isayim. Near Madvorim, that this nekuda is referring to Mamish nekuda we just said. B'toich every nisayim b'toich an isayim is that a person is leaving his previous mitzias. The oimek advarim of Ba'aretz Asher Arecha is the following. When a person leaves his previous mitzias and he goes into the Malkut Torah, he goes into a place where the values and the workings are totally foreign from what he's used to. It's totally different than what he's used to. So, there's no way he can visualize himself after the Nisayim. That Mitzias of Befoil, that he had Bekoyach all the time, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to raise him. Meir Wurzeger, he came 18 Teretz Yisrael, 7 Teretz Yisrael. He grew up. He was a totally different Mitzias. He had Bekoyach, all these things. That was his Tzir, Rosh Hashiva, the secular Rosh Hashiva. The Gaon was the best Tzir for this. He came to Teretz Yisrael, 17, 18. What was he? He was a big mensch. Mashmoy Sabram is a big mensch. He grew up with a very big mensch. He kind of meet this guy. He was a fine Menshech American, Kai Mitzvah, Stamah. Oh, but Masmid, there's a story, Lehedi, he speaks about how it was very difficult in the beginning, that small, the three's dorm, he couldn't handle. When he came there, you're going to tell him, Masvi, you're going to be, first before what he came, the Kadu Yisrael. Let's start with, you're going to be a Talmud Chacham and learns 12, 13, 14 hours a day. Meshuggah. Someone would tell them, you're getting on the plane, this is what you're going to do. He just said, yeah, you know. But that was B'Koyach the whole time. That was there. Was there. Vada was there. Didn't come from nowhere. It was there. It was in the Nosset Tzvi the whole time. But he didn't know. Elo Oritz Asher Arek Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, I'm not going to tell you where you're going, Avram. You know why? Because where you're going, you can't visualize. You're right now in a different place. Avram, before the Nisayon of Lech Lecha, he was a different person. Lech Lecha turned him into an Av. He couldn't visualize himself before where he was going. El Aretz HaShareka. I'll tell you, I'm going to show you after you jump into the Nisayon. Before the Nisayon, this is a Nisayon B'Toich Nisayon. A Nisayon B'Toich Nisayon is that during the Nisayon, a person turns to himself and says, I can't do this. I was able to keep a few done before him, but now, all of a sudden, a person has Nebuch, something else, a kid, Down syndrome kid. I could keep Fuse done with a Down syndrome kid. That's not me, sorry, because it's both another person. That's for big people, not for me. That's not me. I can't do that. Yeah, who says you can't do that? If you think about it, you want to know where you're going, you're not going to be able to visualize after this, after the Nisayon. The Mapecha that the Nisayon is going to come to be Meichal in you, to develop in you, is something that the person, that the Baal Nisayon can't have visualized before. Ela Oretz Asher Arecha. I'm going to show you afterwards, Avram. You're going to see what you're going to become after you jump, after your Oymid Bid Nisayon. Beforehand, you can't concentrate on what you're trying to do. This is a Bria Chadasha. In the Medrash Tanchuma state, what it says afterwards, Ve'eschol Agoy Gadol, the Medrash Tanchuma is Medai. Ve'eschol Agoy Gadol. Ve'eschol Enkse Ve'asimcha. Doesn't say I'm going to place you. El Ve'eschol. Amaloi Oyscha Ani Boirei Bria Chadosha. Kinyin Eshanemar Vayas Elikim Esarakia Vayas Elikim Eshanemar. Mamish Hein Enagon we're talking about. He was telling Avram, it's a Bria Chadosha, you're right. A Bekoyach, a person can't connect to. Avram Avinu at that point wouldn't be able to connect. He didn't know he had Bekoyach to be an Av. He had Bekoyach to leave all his comfortabilities before and create a whole new Mitzvah. He didn't know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go, I'm going to bury your Bria Chadosha. This is the Sefer Ikrim, Kitoiv. It's not Kitoiv yet. There's a whole new Bria that you weren't finished. Avram, you weren't a fire ticket Bria. Go, go. Go with the Nisayon and the Nisayon is going to be able to raise you and create a new Mitzvah he didn't have before. That was what Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel had. And that was what everyone in this room has and continues to have in many different points. There are different parts, different things, many different kudas everyone has. With ladies, it's the way they dress many times. Yeah, for 20 years she was dressing a certain way. She got used to it. Beautiful. Very nice. I'm asking. It's very difficult. Oh, is that who you are? Yeah, that's me. What do you mean? That's you. The Sefer Ikrim says, it's not you. It says, Kitoiv. It doesn't say Kitoiv. You're not showing. There's a whole other person. There's a whole other person out there. It's waiting to be realized. It's waiting to be developed. That's not you. You think that's you. That's not you. You're undeveloped. This is the Nisayon. This is the Sugyan, the Oilam of Nisayonis. And it doesn't stop. And it goes. And it continues to go. The Oilam of a Talmud Chacham, Nisayon brings it to one level and it continues to go. Ad Esar Nisayonis. Avraham Avinu had Esar Nisayonis. It was the Sefer. Each one brought him to a new level. Again, it was a new level. New levels like it's a Bria Chadasha beforehand. Each next level was Bekoyach Batsim there, but he didn't know. And the Nisayon raises and develops and nurtures a new Mitzvah that Kilu, that I don't recognize, but it was always there. State in the Medrash and Tachuma. Rebbe Levi Yomer. Nisayon Arishon ki Nisayon Acher. State in the Medrash. That there's a hekesh, there's a tzara shoved, there's a hekesh between the first Nisayon of Lech Lecha and the last Nisayon of Akedah Sitzchak. Nisayon Arishon Melech Lecha Me'artzecha. Nisayon Acherim Belech Lecha Eretz Maria. Until this measure, I never realized this. The measure of the dike, the same Lashon, it's not Bechdi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the same Lashon. Shas HaKedah. Lech Lecha Eretz Maria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, go to Eretz Maria. There's a tzara shoved between the first Nisayon and the last Nisayon. Ken Zayn. Efshar, Agosh Saleh. Maybe the Pshat is this. They're both the two different types of Lech Lechos. Every Lema Torah, every Talmud Chacham, every Yerushalmayim, every Yivir Hashem, he has the first type of Nisayon, which is could be a very long Tkufa. Oberts, this is the Nisayon we're talking about of making himself compatible with the Etzim, the Lema Torah. He's developed in all kinds of ways before the Olam HaTorah, and now he has to, all of a sudden, take himself and stretch himself out and develop, really, his koiches al pi HaTorah. They will always be koich, he has to do that. It's a new ridiculous Melchama, and it stretches a very long time. That's Lech Lecha. Go out of who you are, develop yourself. Then, there comes Nisayonis after Nisayonis, and this reaches new levels. The Lech Lecha of Har Meriah was a new world. Avraham Avinu already was a Talmud Chacham. It was something he never ever thought about before he started Lech Lecha. He was already totally geboyt al pi rotzon Hashem. He was mafki his previous mitzvahs. His Baal Batish, his Kila Poshe the mitzvahs Baal Batish. Oh, but Lech Lecha l'Eretz Meiria, Eretz Meiria is Hara Meiria. Lech Lecha l'Mitzvah means go totally into the Torah. And this is the koyach of the Torah to be me'al ha'teva. Lech Lecha l'Eretz Meiria is that it could bring you to new levels than the sinus of the Torah could bring you to new levels that no human being can handle. A cave that's Yitzchak wasn't just a shver in Yisrael, that kilu Avram Kafi's comfortability before was hard. It was a new barrier. It was something. Maybe if we have time, we'll see. We'll be mivayin a little bit, but it was something that no human being could possibly attain. Only someone came, what we call the Kain Me'ein Amalach, reach a bitul adas of Me'ein Amalach could have been aimed. But the answer is yes, Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to go out of your Metzias, even Metzias a Talmud Chacham. You're going to become a Talmud Chacham who's a Tzel Malakim. Someone who's a Mekover L'Shechina. A Tzel Malakim, someone who's a Mekover L'Shechina. Chaim Volozhin says, if this, Akev Sayyitzchok, that the Pasuk says that the Malach called out to Avram, 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 Vayomer, Hineni. Zoktu Chaim Volozhin, Ruach Chaim, Esh Teperik Barabbas. What's the Pshan, the Kfeilus Ha'inyan Avram Avram? It's a famous Chaim Lojan. Chaim Lojan says, in the Ram is this, in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us, we have a Neshama, but the Ikar Neshama stays in the Yonah. Not the full Neshama comes down into the Guf. The Makor of the Neshama, the Ikar Neshama is still the Yonah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the tip of the Neshama, is Neshtalshel down into the Guf. L'chein, Zokter Chaim Lojan, in the Zoya, the Guf is called a Naal. The Guf is called a Shu. That's what Zer says when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ben Rishal, Nalecha mi'al raglecha, means take off your Guf. The Guf is called the Shu. Why is the Guf called the Shu? Because it's housing and it's clothing, it's covering, it's holding only the tip of the Neshama. The Iker Neshama is still up in the Elyon. As I say, Chaim Lojan. Chaim Lojan says over there, and Mev Shechaim is marking this, Memela, when a person is doing Pa'ulis his whole life, he's that's him handling the chain, the bottom, the rope of the neshama, the bottom line of the neshama. It's ma'orer the neshama eliyena, and that's poil tremendous things. When he does ma'isim lamati, he does ma'isim. Zokav chaim v'lozhin ruchaim. There's a tremendous discrepancy between that neshama eliyena and the neshama tachtoyena. It means the neshama eliyena is really the befoya. Be'er Warsik was created with a tachlis. He was created with a tachlis. The Shabbat who wants him to get to a certain place. That's his kitoy. That's his famous. The behemoth, the elephant, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a shleimus right away. Abba Yankel and Shleim and Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu created right away. These are shleimus. The neshama alone is that. But the neshama tachtoina, the kseya tachtoina of the neshama, which goes down to the guf, no, it's bekoyach. Avram Avinu reached a point by Kedus HaYitzchok, there was this point where Avram, Avram, there was a parallel between the neshama elyona and the neshama tachtoina. He was moitzi kol hakoyach el apoyol. This is the sugya of nisyonis. He reached kamate. There was a psik tana, whatever. It's not for us now. There was a psik. It says a psik between Avram and Avram. Oh, but there was a madrigo where Avram was moitzi all hakoyach el apoyol. This is what nisyonis could do. Nisyon again. It took him, made him me'al hateva. This is a different type of nisyonis. Go back to our examples. Nosan tzvi zechron levracha. They were the first nisyonis that made him to al talmud chacham. Those in the Sirius Apasha made him really into a mensch, Talmud Chacham. He thought he was a mensch before, but that was really not who Gnosis you think it was supposed to be. But then afterwards, he had a new type in the Sirius. This is the second Sugar in the Sirius. When he had the Machla, and he had to be Mekayim, Kola Terakula, and run Yeshiva. We don't even know the different things he had to do. It's not even possible to imagine. This was different. This wasn't Lech Lecham Yahatzacham Yahatzacham Yahatzacham. This wasn't just turn into American, into a Talmud Chacham and a Rosh Hashiva. That wasn't what it was. It was a new thing. This was Lech Lecham El Eretz Maria. This is a new thing. That an Nisayon and being Oyman Nisayon can take you into a new level you can't imagine. Pasha, there's no way to explain it. It made him something that's Pasha higher. I heard him in the Maisa, but I heard from somebody who was the daily Amir before Shiva came. A friend of my Shver, before the Shiva came, and he told me one time, he said, remember, he was standing next to Nazi, and his Lashon was upset. He felt this person gets huge person. He could go bigger. This person was much, much bigger than Nassim Tzvi when he came to the Yeshiva. Much, much bigger. There's no explanation for it. There's nothing. Nisyonis could build such things. Nothing besides that. The befoil of Nassim Tzvi was unbelievable. There was, but the Nisyonis is what grew it. And Nisyon could reach me. Allah. B'sikum, what we're seeing is, we saw a lot of my recurrence here, was it? There's a sugi of, and me and you, all of us, we were created b'koyach. We were created b'koyach. And there's so much there that is unrealized potential. There's oyin. Everyone knows the story of the Netziv, how we cried. It's one of the most agonizing things in the world. You'll know, you'll see more in past parents. You'll see, when you have a child, who stammers problems is one thing. You have a child with a Baal Kishon, and there's so much koyachas. Pasha is not putting it together. It's one of the most agonizing things. This is l'chayr what we say in the Vidu, in the Kippur. We say in the Nishman Eser, we turn to the Nishbaruch, and we say, Elikai, Ad shaloi netzarti eini kadai. Va'achshav shenetzarti kiyo netzarti. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you created your Meiru, what was I? I was nothing. And look, what am I? So much more I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing nothing. You created me, like the Sefer Hikim says, you created me as an unfinished product. And I was born, and what am I doing? This is one of the biggest charotas, one of the most agonizing, heart-wrenching things. Look, this is so much, the Pashat untouched. You think you have no Shaykh to davening? Who said? Because you grew up in shuls the whole day, you were mezalzel and tefillah. You never learned how to daven. You can't have a tam and tefillah. Who said? So many things undeveloped. It's one of the most agonized things. Nisyonos is dafka the koyach that is able to do this. Nisyonos is the davar hameyuchad. It's able to moitzi el apoyal, all these hidden genuzois. These oitzois are genuzois in us. This oyin, this kitoif, we need the Nisyonos. This is the unbelievable Cleveland says. This ma'avar, this breakage of the barrier. We can't talk, we won't be able to recognize ourselves. This is the Nisyonos. Dafka Nisyonos will break the barrier and take us from the oylem. I'm going to koyach el apoyal to kitoif.
That's why you're physically unfinished. So you should realize that
it's on
the Shammai also.
Right. And the thing is, another question is that it's upon you. You have to know no one else will help you. And then he gets cards. You get cards, right?